Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I tore up a manifesto of mistruths. It was necessary to get the attention of the American people to say this is not true. And I don't need any lessons from anybody, especially the President of the United States, about dignity. I have tried to be gracious with him. I'm always dignified. I thought that was a very dignified act compared to my exuberance, as I said.
She's a nasty, vindictive, horrible person.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But I do pray for him, and I do so sincerely.
I am profoundly religious. My faith is at the heart of who I am.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
I had Nancy Pelosi sitting four seats away, and I'm saying things that a lot of people wouldn't have said, but I meant every word.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
And this is really not a news conference. It's not a speech. It's a celebration. We went through hell unfairly, did nothing wrong, but this is what the end result is. You can take that home, honey. Maybe we'll frame it. The only good headline I've ever had in the Washington Post.
Unchained and unstoppable.
It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars. Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person. Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person. And this should never, ever happen to another president, ever. It was all bullshit.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It should never happen to anybody, period. President or otherwise, this should never happen to an American citizen. Mitt Romney said, I am profoundly religious. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the louder he spoke of his honor, the faster we counted our spoons. I'm going with Ralph Waldo Emerson, the sage of Concord. 844, as opposed to the sage of Belmont. 844-500, and now he's the sage of Park City, I guess. 844-500-4242. So Bernie Sanders, it's taken him a while, but he's finally declared victory in the Iowa caucuses. He won. I mean, he won. There's no question about it. They're going to try to massage the results. One of the BIPs was asking, what's the difference between a recount and a re-canvass? I guess a re-canvass sounds less like you're stealing the election. I think that's the big difference. Anyway, we're going to try to do the death pool. We've had problems with it the last couple of times. Taylor was in here this weekend, and he installed some upgrades to the phone system. The phone system appears to be holding. Why don't we play the intro for the death pool?
Here we go. The end of my career in one fell swoop.
No. Taylor, you got a million cuts here that we haven't gotten to. We've just scratched the surface with these sound cuts today from the prayer breakfast and the celebration. It doesn't matter. It'll disappoint the people who want a death pool, but it's not like I'm going to crash and burn with the show. So, but give us the intro.
And now we attempt to determine who won't be coming down for breakfast in the near future. It's the Howie Carr Death Pool.
So you know how it works. We ask you to tell us who's the next celeb who's going to shed his mortal coil. And you have to come on. You can't take part in the death pool by using the text line or email or anything else. You can't leave a chump line message. You got to actually get on the air. But if you're on the air, you'll be in the death pool. And if you win, or your celeb wins by not coming down for breakfast, by assuming room temperature, you will win a nice gift. Okay. So the last time we tried this, we got two people in. We got Jay from Chelsea. He got Congressman John Lewis. And the Limerick guy got Presley Blake, who's one of the founders of Friendly's Ice Cream, who is 105 years young. So those are the only two that are off the board, John Lewis and Presley Blake from Wilbraham, from Friendly's Ice Cream. Everything else is up for grabs. And if you call in and you miss the part of the show and your pick is already selected and you draw a blank for who you want, don't hang up the phone, because I have a quick pick list here. And just ask for a wild card in the death pool, and you'll get it. So just hang on.
I sadly had to remove a long-standing name from the quick pick list. Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas, yes.
By the way, the last winner was Don Imus.
Don Imus, who made an appearance, made a posthumous appearance on the show last night, asking Chris Wallace if he was okay. When he was talking about how much he slobbered when he saw Mitt Romney coming down the coming down the hall. 844-500-4242. Let's get right to it with the death pool here. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Howie, a lot of Nancy Pelosi on while I was on hold there. I almost had to hang up for crying out loud. I'll take Betty White.
Betty White. Okay, that's good. She's, let me see, how old is Betty White? She's in her, deep into her 90s. She's around here somewhere on my quick pick list.
I believe she's 97. She's at the top of the list.
97. Okay, there she is. 98. Okay, you got her, Rich. Thanks for the call. Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Oh, okay, forgive me, my religion. I don't want to be a horrible person. But I'm going to have to, you said his mortal coil. You have to be gender fluid here and say their mortal coil.
I know. I used to edit copy for the old Winston-Salem Journal, Rambo, and if somebody handed it and said he shed their mortal coil, I would say, I don't think I'm going to send this guy out on anything serious, you know? I think I'm gonna put this guy back somewhere else where he can't deal with any sharp objects. But you're right, Rambo. Who do you want?
Okay, I'm one away from the world was my oyster. I'm gonna go with John McCain's mama. I'm sorry, Mrs. McCain.
I get it.
I'm going with the age factor.
I get it. She's even older than Presley Blake, isn't she? She's about 107, something like that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Forgive
no,
me, Father.
No, Dominus Fabiscum, say two Hail Marys and an act of contrition, and you're forgiven, Rambo. Thanks for the call. You have Mrs. McCain. Manny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Manny.
Love your show.
Thank you.
My pick is Prince Philip.
Prince Philip. There's another good one. He's retired from his arduous duties of cutting ribbons. And nodding and waving and having a cocktail after he finishes his arduous duties. Yes, that's a good one. Prince Philip. Is he the Duke of Windsor? Is that his title? I think that's his title. I don't know. I think it's the Duke of Windsor. Thank you, Manny. He's Mr. Queen Elizabeth. Lloyd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lloyd.
I'm going to take Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger, a member of the Greatest Generation. Guy, he always looked like he was in terrible shape like a bowling ball. But I'm told somebody said that he works out every day, and I guess that's how he's lasted to into his mid 90s. So you've got him, the former 96, the former Secretary of State, reminded a lot of people of Dr. Strangelove. Okay, you've got him, Henry Kissinger. Anthony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Anthony.
Howie, I think the DNC is in panic mode, and they contacted their Russians and got a hold of one of those heart attack guns, and I'm going to pick Senator Bernie Sanders. They're going to zap him.
That's bad, Anthony. That's
don't
bad.
Tase me, bro. Don't tase me.
They're not too happy though, are they, Anthony? They're just
not at all.
No, they're very concerned. They're very concerned. John Kerry, I think he could take the entire Democratic Party down, hold down. He could sink the party faster than I fall off my windsurfing board. Thanks for the call, Anthony. You've got Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Love you.
Thank you.
I get Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth Bader, you know, don't write too much, figure too much into the fact that she didn't show up at the State of the Union. Somebody told me, Elizabeth, she never goes to States of the Union if there's a Republican president. You know?
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah. Yes. So you've got a Ruth Bader Ginsburg. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Hal, it's John. So I had Don Imus, and unfortunately I won and he lost. So this time I'm going to go with Ed Rendell.
Ed Rendell, the former mayor and governor of Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. He's starting to look a little sad. So, I'm putting my money on him this time.
Well, one reason he's sad is he raised all that money for Elizabeth Warren, and then she started ripping millionaires and billionaires, right, after he raised her all this dough. I think he was a little perturbed. He got stabbed in the back.
What a straight face he did all that.
He's only 76, but you've got him, John. You've got him. Hold on. If you want to call into the to get into the death pool, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
If you haven't taken care of your Valentine's needs with 1-800-Flowers, what are you waiting for? Valentine's is a week from tomorrow, February 14th, St. Valentine's Day. Right now, you can get 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for just $10 more. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results?
Should Bernie Madoff be released from prison?
We usually don't like to give people hints for who they should pick in the death pool, but Bernie Madoff claims that he is terminally ill. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Federal prisoners seem to be struck down by these terminal maladies and then claim to be released. And the next thing you know, they're riding the wild surf or suing the Secretary of State to become a lobbyist. So no, he should not be let out.
92% say no.
92%. Okay. So that's our one clue for the day. Back to the death pool. Diane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
It happens to me every time. I wanted Ginsburg. Someone just before I got on always, you know, calls it out, and I'm done. No, I do have one person.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Number one, she's what, 80?
Yeah, about 80. I think she's 80, yes.
Have you seen her the last couple of days? She's unhinged. She's stumbling over her words. Her arms are flailing. This isn't good for a woman that age.
No, it's not. But, you know, these Thursday press conferences, since she became speaker, none of them have exactly been Churchillian, shall we say. You know, but I think you're right. I think she is getting worse. She's fading under the pressure. But, okay, you've got her, Nancy Pelosi. I'm sure, Diane, that she's praying for you, just like when she's not praying for the president. Brendan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Jimmy Carter been picked yet?
No, he's available.
Oh, wow. All right, excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You know, that the Democrats now, they're saying that, you know, yeah, the economy's good, but it's all Barack Obama's doing. And then they go back in time and they say, you know, Reagan, he got a lot of credit. It was Jimmy Carter's economy. Yeah, it was. That's why he lost the that's why he lost the House of Representatives in 1982, or the Senate in 19. I guess he lost the seats in the Senate because the economy was so pallid after Jimmy Carter. It took 3 years to get it back up and running again. Thanks for the call, Brendan. You've got Jimmy Carter. Connie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Connie.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I enjoy your show so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All of you do a great job.
Thank you.
Here's who I'd like to try. I don't know if you'll remember him. Robert Clary.
LeBeau?
Yeah.
From Hogan's Heroes? He's still around? From really?
I happened across him. He's a Holocaust survivor, or his family is, and I was reading an article, and I happened to see that he was still around.
Wow.
He's in his 93. He's still reviving. Yeah.
He's got to be the last one left out of that whole cast, right?
I don't know. As far as I know, there.
Yeah. Okay, well, you've got him, Robert LeBeau. Speaking of impeachments and Hogan's Heroes, when Clinton was being impeached, I was doing a live remote from Kenmore Square, and I don't know, I can't remember what he was doing there, but you know who was there? Colonel Klink. Yeah, Colonel Klink was there, and we were doing the show, and we kept going on, and he was sitting in a booth, just pounding them down, and finally about 5:30 in the show, we were 2.5 hours into the show, he came by and started, defending Bill Clinton and his crimes, high crimes and misdemeanors. It was very, very interesting to be debating Colonel Klink after all these years. All right. Thanks for the call, Connie. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed. You there, Ed? I think we lost Ed. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I was looking for Tulsi Gabbard.
Because she's suing Hillary Clinton? Could that have anything to do with it, Sean?
The Epstein effect.
Yeah, Arkanside is, I believe there's another expression for it. The Arkanside and the Epstein effect, they're synonyms. Okay, you've got Representative Tulsi Gabbard. Thanks. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Yeah, I used to pick Bill Dana from Quincy, but he passed a couple of years ago. My pick is, I want to pick Ed Ames from Malden.
Ed Ames from Malden. He was Daniel Boone's sidekick, right? Fess Parker's
Mingo.
I was drawing a blank on his name. Ed Ames he's still around? Yeah. 92. Mingo. That's good TP living for Mingo. Still around at age 92. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I don't know if track and poles mean anything, but I like watching them. It's kind of like watching a horse race, right? So Channel 7 and Emerson College have been doing a track and pole in New Hampshire. And Bernie had a huge lead, but, you know, they're trying to, you know, Mayor Pete, even though he's losing, is claiming he won in Iowa. So he's gotten closer and closer. So today, the latest track and poll just came out about an hour ago. Bernie has 31%. He was down a percentage point. Buttigieg is up to 21. He was up 4 points yesterday. Biden and the fake Indian are tied in for third place with 12%, followed by Klobuchar with 11%, and then followed by Tulsi, who I just saw an ad for. I didn't know she had the money for TV spots, but she just ran an ad on Channel 7 with 5% and Andrew Yang with 4%. So we'll tell you tomorrow what it's like. The primary is on Tuesday. So Governor Sununu says there won't be any problems with the voting in New Hampshire because New Hampshire is perfect. Guess what? The death pool is perfect today. No problems with the death. Who am I to be attacking the Iowa Democrat caucuses after the problems I've had with the death pool the last two times? But it's fixed now that we've re-canvassed the phone lines. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, how about the syphilis-infected Bill Clinton?
I don't know if he is, but I like the way you described him, Steve. It seems appropriate for the man. All right, you've got Bill Clinton. Thanks. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Ghislaine Maxwell, I think she's going to accidentally commit suicide.
Oh, there's another one that could suffer from the Epstein effect. Yes, I hope she's in a secure holding facility somewhere. She's overseas. This is Epstein's girlfriend slash procurer, the daughter of Robert Maxwell, who likewise died under rather mysterious circumstances, taking a dive off of a boat in the Mediterranean. He owned the Daily Mirror, I believe, in the UK at the time. It was in bankruptcy. Thanks for the call, Gary. Daniel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, I'm going back to Fort Courage, Larry Storch.
Larry Storch, he's well into his 90s, right?
97.
97, yeah. Corporal Agard, right? That was his name. Yep, that was a great show. I like that show. Thanks for the call, Daniel. Hikawi, not fighters. We lovers. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Howie. How about James Carville? Anyone pick him?
Man, does he look rough. He's 75 years old. He looks like the crypt keeper, doesn't he?
Oh, my God. I thought he looked like a ventriloquist doll.
Yeah. He was another guy who was in my building. My building is turning into a crypt, actually. Pelosi was there on Friday, and then on Monday, Carville came to visit the same guy. That's why I think something is afoot on the Democrat side. They're visiting. I'm sure that my billionaire neighbor wasn't the only billionaire that's being visited by these people. I don't know who they're trying to round up, though. You know, I can't. I'm drawing a blank on who they can put into the fight. Nobody's got as much money as Bloomberg, and you know, nobody's as angry as Bernie's supporters. So, you know, who can go up against these people? Thanks for the call, Tom. You've got him, James Carville. He said he's 75. I didn't know he was that old either, but he was saying that in one of his appearances. I mean, it's older than I thought he was. That's what I mean. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. Two words: Joe Biden's campaign. No,
yeah,
Ed Asner.
Ed Asner. Okay, he's in his 90s. He's 90 years old, exactly. Okay, Lou Grant. Who would have thought Lou Grant would outlive Mary Tyler Moore? But he did. All right, you've got him. Sven, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sven.
Hey, Howie, can I get Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood. Richard Jewell died at the box office, unfortunately. It was a good movie. But, okay, he's in his late 80s, so... 90. Oh, he's 90. He turned 90. You got to say, it takes a lot to make a movie, you know? 89. It's easy, but that was a good movie. If you haven't seen it or if it's on Netflix yet, you ought to check it out because it's a movie. It's set in 1996, but it's very applicable to today. I mean, it was just a regular guy, a much fatter Carter Page type guy, just getting totally framed by the FBI and the media together and having his life destroyed. Really, it really is an interesting case. Thanks. Thanks for the call, Sven. You've got him. Great Island Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Howie, how about George Soros?
George Soros. Yeah. He's about 90 years old, but he's one of these guys. He's kind of evil. They say the good die young. That means he's probably going to live a very long time, Bob. But you've got him, George Soros, 840, or as they describe him in MSNBC, he's a philanthropist. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm going to go with the fitness of how not to live your the fatness of how not to live your life. Everybody's favorite cheeseburger hound, Michael Moore.
Yeah. Yeah. He's never heard of the salad bar, has he, Tom? That's one thing he'll never make a movie about, salad bars or going vegetarian. Yeah. He doesn't look very healthy. You're right. He's another one of these guys who's very much for the working class, except for the people who work for him, all of whom despise him, loathe him, say he's the worst boss they've ever had. But he wears a baseball cap, so he must be a man of the people, right? Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie, I agree about James Carville, but I got to go with William Shatner.
William Shatner, okay. Let's see. How old? I'm looking for him on the quick pick list. What is he? He's in his 90s, right? 88 years old. All right, you've got him. You've got him, Joe. 844-500-4242. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin. You there, Kevin? Looks like we lost Kevin. Stephanie, you're next with Howie Carr.
Hello.
Hi.
I pick Jerry Nadler.
Jerry, speaking of cheeseburgers, although I think he's more of a cheese dog guy, with a double order of cheese bacon fries alongside of an extra salt on those cheese double bacon fries. Yeah, thank you, Stephanie. You've got him, Jerry Nadler. Jody, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jody.
Hi, Howie. I'm going to pick the author, Beverly Cleary.
Beverly Cleary, she's in her hundreds, right? She's 103, I believe. Boy, that's a good one. That's a good one there. You've got her, Jody. 844-500-4242. Steven, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steven.
Yo, Captain, my captain. I'm going to go with S. Presley Blake, co-founder.
Already taken, Steven. Are you from Western Mass? Because when we started it and then it broke down, the Limerick guy grabbed him before, so he's already taken.
Oh, bummer.
I can give you another one if you want someone over 100. You want somebody over 100 for a quick pick?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
You're going to thank me for this one. Olivia de Havilland.
Oh, geez. I have the radio off, so I don't know who's picking who. I would have said her as well, but I'll take it. Thank you very much.
103. It's amazing. I always say, you know, she was a co-star with Errol Flynn. Errol Flynn died in 1959. That's somebody who's pretty old. As I used to say of Mickey Rooney, he was the number one male star in America. 1940. That's a guy who's been around for a long time. He finally expired. I can't believe his liver lasted that long. His liver should have died about 1955. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I hate to do this, Howie, but I'm going to take old Rushbow.
When you said I hate to do that, Paul, I knew where you were headed. But he's in the mix, so I don't blame you for taking him. Yeah, it's too bad though. I hate to see him. I'd hate to see him go. I hope he can recover. But you've got him, Paul. 844-500-4242. Fred, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, how you doing, Howie? How about Michael Bloomberg?
Michael Bloomberg? Okay. Even though he's spending like $100 million a month, his bank account is not going to die anytime soon. He has a daughter who's a big horsewoman down in Wellington, Florida, in Palm Beach County. That's the big horse. She's been in international competitions. I just heard that over the weekend. But I don't think she's going to be too angry because, you know, honey, I'm going to spend $5 billion on the campaign. How much do we still have left? Oh, $55 billion. Oh, that's okay, Dad. Go ahead, spend $10 billion if you want. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
I picked Sumner Redstone.
Sumner Redstone, that's a good one. He's got to be closing in on 100, right?
I think he's 98 or something like that.
Yeah.
Did you ever work for him?
Now, he's one of the few I haven't worked for, no. But I, 96 years old. He's a... Maybe, you know, if he owned CBS, I briefly worked for CBS Radio when the radio companies were all changing hands. So maybe I did work for him. I think it was the Ritz-Carlton or someplace down, or maybe the Park Plaza. One of the hotels in the Back Bay area caught fire, and he was in the hotel with his girlfriend when it caught fire. Remember that? And he had to, and a lot of people were killed in the hotel, and he had to, he was severely burned, and he had to go out on a window ledge and wait to be saved by the fire department. He had his, he was severely burned. And I guess he figured he's been very lucky to be alive. He's, you know, got the, he got another 40 years of, you know, chasing younger women and faster horses and older whiskey and more money, you know, as Tom T. Hall would say. Thanks for the call. That's a good one, David. We've kind of forgotten him since they had the fight over the control of his company. Remember that? They said that all he cared about was having hookers and steaks. That's all he cared about. And he couldn't talk anymore, but he could demand steaks and hookers. Must be great, huh? So that's what they call the golden years. Bernice, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bernice.
Hi, Howie. Thank you. Howie, I'm going to go with Hal Holbrook, the Mark Twain actor.
Right. How old is he? He's in his 90s, right?
He's 94.
94, wow. Okay, haven't heard from him much lately. He's in semi-retirement, I guess. You've got him, Hal Holbrook. Chris, you're next. Reports of his death are greatly exaggerated. You get that? It's the old Mark Twain line. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Howie. I'm going to go with Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Madoff. Do we have... No one's picked Bernie Madoff, right? Even though we mentioned him earlier in the poll question. That's a good one. So you're really buying that he's as ill as he says. This isn't another Sal DeMacy scam going on here.
I think it'll be next week.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Naomi, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Naomi.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, I'm really surprised he's still hanging on today, you know, after all the drugs he's done for many years.
Well, you know, drugs aren't necessarily fatal, as Keith Richards was saying to me the other day.
He also just announced that he has Parkinson's.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really bad sign. But you can hang on for a while. All right, you've got Ozzy Osbourne there, Naomi. All right, 844-500-4242. We'll be back with one more segment of The Death Pool. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This hour of The Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Honest Howie's History Podcast. Hear about Joe Kennedy's potential run against Ed Markey for the U.S. Senate and learn how history repeats itself.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Someone says, reminds me, a text there. Weren't you suckered in when it came to Sal DeMacy had level 3 throat cancer? You were to call him about how he should get early clemency from prison. Same faculty, same facility Bernie Madoff is in. Butner, North Carolina. Yeah, I used to drive by it when I was in college. It just opened up. It's a federal, I think it's basically a federal medical facility. Not for the sick in the head ones like Devon's, but it's just, you know, just physically sick like Springfield. But yeah, I did get suckered in, and I try not to get suckered twice in a row. That's why I'm saying no. Don't give him any kind of clemency. Arnie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arnie.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Howie, how about Rosalynn Carter? Everybody else got the ones I wanted.
Well, Jimmy Carter's gone, so they might as well make him a couple. Yeah, reunite him. Rosalynn Carter, you've got her, Arnie. You've got Rosalynn Carter. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, can I get Janet Mills?
Janet Mills? You really? Okay, the governor of Maine. You think she's yeah. I know she's in her deep into her 70s. Is she? Any rumors that we should know about?
Figure she's not going to last too long the way she's running Maine.
Well, at least she's come out against the Transportation Climate Initiative. That puts her one step ahead of our rhino governor. Thanks. Thanks for the call, though, Steve. You've got Janet Mills in the death pool. Sue, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sue.
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks. Oh yeah, he's deep into his 90s. Where is he here? I got 93. He's 93 years old. He's a great comedian, one of the greats of Hollywood. You've got him, Sue. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
I will take Bob Barker.
Bob Barker, age 95. It must be at least 8 or 9 years now since he's been accused of sexually harassing a woman. You know he's on the downhill slide. All right, Chris, you've got Bob Barker. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie. You there, Charlie? No, Charlie. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm going to take that Laguerre guy who's trying to get out of prison.
Ben Laguerre. You know, I'm surprised more people haven't taken him, because we got a call from, or we got a text actually from the prison and said he's really on his last legs. This is Ben Laguerre, the guy that Duvall gave $5,000 to have a DNA test. He said a DNA test will prove me innocent. Actually proved him guilty. But now he's got cancer and he wants to get out, and so they let him out yesterday. You've got him, Ben Laguerre. That could be a winner. That could be a great last late-round pick. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Howie. I was going to pick Olivia de Havilland, but obviously she's gone. I'm going to pick John Madden.
John Madden, oh, the former coach of the Raiders. Yeah, a hefty guy. Not hefty like Michael Moore, but he's still pretty husky. You've got him last. That's it for the death pool. I'm Howie Carr.
It's been 2 years now since I had the sleeve.